Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another exciting broadcast of Deep Coughing a Deep. I'm your host, Jeremy Lopez, and before we start off the broadcast today, I want to encourage each and every one of you to listen to our brand new broadcast called Life Now with myself and Wayne Sutton. We actually tackle questions and answers throughout our broadcast. We tackle basically life's tough issues that we go through every day, from success, how to make money, how to discipline my kids, what to do to find a spouse. I mean, we talk about each and every hot topic there is out there today in the world. And so I want to encourage you to make sure you tune in to Life Now with myself and Wayne Sutton. Well, today, I want to talk to you real quickly about basically the attitude to have for life. Because, you know, when we're dealing with the Christmas season, and of course, we are maybe 3 weeks away from Christmas right now, I know through Facebook, Twitter, so many social media, different avenues of people who are really just sad right now. You know, maybe they've commented and said, well, I'm not really in the Christmas mood this year. You know, I remember going to church and, you know, one or two of my friends said, I can't seem to just get it. And one of the things I wanted to talk about today was that attitude of what to do when I can't get it. What do I do when I don't feel it? What do I do when I just feel sad, maybe because I've lost a loved one? And I'll just give you a great example. You know, this year, 2014, March 1st, I can pinpoint the actual time in the morning when my dad passed away. And of course, many of you know my story, my life, dealing with the fact that my dad was not only my friend, but he was the greatest dad ever. He was my hero. We were extremely close. I took care of him the entire time he was sick with my mother and my sister and loved ones who came. And we watched really as my dad's life just sort of, you know, ebbed away. It just sort of got to that place where he couldn't go on anymore and passed away. And of course, it was a great devastation. It was a tragedy. It was a time where, you know, the tears, flowed down my face. It was, there's sadness and just missing him. And that's normal to feel that way. It's natural to miss someone that you love dearly. But here's the key thing of life, is many of you out there who've lost your parents, you've lost a loved one, you've lost your children, you've lost the jobs. Maybe your business didn't turn out the way it did. You know, I remember, my brother-in-law, you know, and several other people who said, you know, I just feel like you're talking to me every time you get on a broadcast. And granted the fact, you know what, I'm talking to people all around the world, to those who have all suffered things that we've all gone through. You know, it's not about really me or you or him or her. It's about all of us. Every one of us in life suffer and deal with trauma and pain and rejection and losing loved ones and losing businesses, losing things that meant the world to us, losing things that actually brought us life and substance and money and joy. And every one of us has been through that. I think one of the main things the enemy targets on with each and every one of us is it's you. It's only you. What's your problem? You know, it must be you. I must be a bad person. You know, the enemy will target you to make you feel as if you're on this island all alone and no one has ever experienced this before. No one's ever gone through this. And to give you a little bit of hope before we start the broadcast, let me tell you, folks, you're not the only one who suffered losing of a loved one. You're not the only one who suffered losing a job, losing a business. You're not the only one right now who maybe your children are sort of, you know, what happened to them? They used to be good kids. You know, you're not the only one in life who's gone through trials and tribulations and troubles. Every one of us face difficulties in life that go through situations that tend to be a little bit hard on us. And each and every problem we deal with, it is how we respond and not react to the situation that causes us not to ever have to repeat it again. It's what we learn. It's what we pick up from the things that we've done. And you might say, but you know what? I gave it my best. I had a great attitude. I did what was right. I did step one, step two, step three. I did what was right. And you might say to yourself, maybe you didn't make any mistakes. You know, even though we all make mistakes, maybe you didn't feel as if that, you know, you gave it your all, or maybe you feel like you did give it your all. It doesn't matter, folks. In life, there will be times where things just fall through the cracks. Things just fall down. And when they do, it is the response and the learning curve that we take with us from those things that make us better people, that are more valuable than gold, that are more valuable than money. It's more valuable than any nice car, nice home, or anything we can ever have in life. So I want to take a moment to talk to you about What to do when you're sad? What to do when I'm depressed? What to do when I can't get in the mood of Christmas? What do I do when I just don't feel it right now? Here's what you do. First and foremost, I want you to take a look at your sadness for a moment. I want you to take a look at your depression. I want you to take a look at your fear, your anxiety. I want you to take a look right now of where you are and the feeling that goes along that. And if you're sad right now, you're disappointed, you feel like a letdown, you feel like you've let your family down, or you feel as if you've let, you know, God down, I want you to feel that just for a moment, not a long time, just for a moment. I want you to feel the power of that depression. I want you to feel the power of that sadness just for a split moment. And I want you to think about this for a moment when I say this to you. I want you to feel the power that it has over your life. I want you to feel that power of what it felt like to feel like a loser, one that's been rejected, a deadbeat this, or whatever it is that you feel you're feeling with, right? You're dealing with and you're feeling. Feel that for a moment. And you might say, but wow, you want me to feel it? Absolutely. I want you to feel the power that it has over you and on you right now. Because guess what? The Bible says that the Spirit of God, you know, brings liberty. It says that the same Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, the Holy Spirit, He dwells in us. He quickens our mortal body, the Bible says, which means that power of resurrection through the Holy Spirit doesn't live around me, doesn't live in heaven, doesn't come visit me when He wants to. It lives on the inside of me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, which means I have the power in me to change my atmosphere. I have the power in me to resurrect things that look as if it's dead. And even though it might be resurrected in my life, it might not come forth the way it did before. But God has guaranteed us that if we have the right attitude, if we shift our mind to living His mind, if I not only think positive, but if I begin to move and be motivated by the Spirit of God that lives in me, and if I put my hand to the plow and not look back, if I begin to focus on the author and finisher of my faith, if I look up and watch my redemption draw nigh unto me, these are all scriptures, folks, I just gave you, that God says if you do these things, here's what's going to happen to you. You'll begin to get back everything the enemy has ever stolen from you, and it might not come back to you the way that it looked when it left. It might not have the same terminology, the same definition. It won't be the same business. It might not feel the same, look the same, and you might not operate the same, you know, that you do now, that you did when it left. But guess what? It is guaranteed and promised by God Almighty that it will come back to you. And here's what you do. The reason why I had you to focus on the power you felt in your feeling, in your emotion, I want you to know, did you know that within your body, within the power of the creative ability that God has blessed you with, because the Bible says, I have given you all things that pertain to life and godliness. God says, I have already given it to you. You already have everything that you ever need in to make it as a successor, to be career-oriented, to be an overcomer, to be more than a conqueror. You have all of that on earth, which means guess what? Check this out. If you are surrounded, let's take a person that's an evil person on earth. If you were surrounded by 1,000 Hitlers around you, and you were the only one that's being targeted by 1,000 Hitlers around you, trying to come after you, to burn you, to gas you, to kill you, the Bible makes it very plain that no weapon formed against you can prosper, which means you can change your atmosphere, your attitude, and watch God move on your behalf, which means you have got to sit here and look at your life and say it this way: if I created the power that brought on the sadness, you might say, but I didn't make myself sad. Sure you did. Let me explain something to you. It's all about grace, folks. It's all about God's grace and God's mercy. But here's the plan of life for each one of us. That means you have to remember you have power in you. You have power in you. You have anointing in you, which means when the enemy comes to you and says, I want to discourage you, do you receive this discouragement? I want to rip everything from you. Do you agree with this? I want to come to you and I want to be able to do this in your life. How do you feel about that? Here's what we do. We sign the contract to say, you know what, I have been feeling a little depressed today. Yeah, I'm feeling a little sad right now. You know, I'm not too happy today. Or, yeah, I agree with you, enemy. You know, I'm just not feeling in the mood for Christmas this year. I'm just not getting it. And here's what we do. We sign a contract in the spirit that we come into full agreement with what he's trying to bring upon us. And you know what? Even if it's not the enemy, here's what happens. You have power in you to give in to anything and everything you want to give into, which means the same energy. Now, hear me out when I say this. This sentence will set you free, folks. The same energy and power inside of you it took to produce, multiply, and birth forth that sadness, that feeling of not of unworthiness, that feeling of let down, that feeling of disappointment, that feeling of rejection, that feeling of abandonment, that feeling of being a loser, that feeling of a letdown, whatever it is, that same energy and power and force in you that God has given you in this life for you to create, produce, and magnify and multiply that sadness. And then here's what you did. You created it with the energy and the power inside of you to say, I receive what this person said to me. Makes me sad. You know, my father passed away. Makes me sad. Well, let me tell you this. I bring on the energy and the power of anger now. I'm angry at God. I'm angry at people. Why? Because my father passed away. I'm sad or I'm angry. I take the energy in me and I stir up, you know, the place of saying, I lost my business. Now that energy begins to multiply and the sadness, here's what the sadness does. It says, hey, do you agree now to welcoming anger in with you? And you say, you know what? I stir up the energy and the power in me to create and produce and accept the anger now of, I thought I'd retire at so-and-so age. I thought I would make it until the day I die and retire from this business I own. I thought I would forever be the manager of this corporation. I thought forever my wife would stay with me. I really thought that this would happen and turn out in my life. And you know what happened? You produced by the energy and power in you to receive, create, and multiply that sadness, that sorrow. And here's what God lets us know. He lets us know you have it in you. You have the Spirit of God in you. You can call upon at any given time to say, I need your help. I'm not asking you to do it for me, God. I need your help that we can work together in this thing. See, the problem with Christianity is this. We expect God to do it for us, do we not? We cry out and we say, God, if you would just bring me this job. God, if you would just bring me a spouse. God, if you would just deliver my child, you know, from this anger issue. God, if you would just do this and that for me. And here's what God says. First and foremost, absolutely, I hear your prayers. I hear your prayers and I answer those prayers. But how I answer them is this way. We tag team together in this life. See, if God did everything for you, you would be a spoiled, rotten brat. Come on now. You'd be spoiled, rotten. You would never lift a finger. I mean, think about it. Why would I need to lift a finger at all if I knew that God just did everything I asked him to do? If God just supernaturally, by the power and the presence of God, and this is for some kooky charismatics out there, no offense, but some of them are kooky, you know, but that believe this stuff, and that is, I'm just going to supernaturally believe that God is going to bring me a woman or a man to my front door, and God's going to do it for me. Hallelujah. I don't have to do anything at all. God's going to do it for me to where he gets all the glory. That is not scriptural, folks. It's not scriptural. And what it does is it teaches you to be more spoiled. It doesn't give God more glory. It teaches you to be spoiled. You know why? Because the Bible says, as I am. Some of my favorite words Jesus said was, as I am in the earth, so are you. Guess what Jesus did? The Bible says that Jesus, let me put it to this way. Jesus stirred up energy, action, anointing, and the presence of God in him to go about doing good, healing all that were sick and oppressed of the devil. So guess what? Jesus did it. Jesus didn't sit back and say, God, according to your will, just let it happen in my life. I'm going to sit here. I'm going to continue to be a carpenter. You just let it happen, Father. Let it be, God, in my life. Amen. No. You know what he did? He said, I got action to do. I got to go around. I got to get up and I got to go to Galilee. I got to go to Nazareth. I got to get up and do some stuff here. I got to go to this town. I got to lay hands on people. I got good things to spread around, the Bible says. And he went about doing good. That means he went about doing, not saying. Listen to me, folks. He went about doing, not saying. The Bible says he went about doing good and healing all that were sick and oppressed the devil. That's action, folks. That means get off your lazy rear end and cause something to make it to happen. Make it work. Stir up the energy of in the presence and the anointing of God in you to make it work. When I say energy, folks, energy is just energy. You know, when you're drained at the end of the day from work, guess what? That means you have no energy. It doesn't mean you're some new age religious person. It means you don't have any energy to go on. And guess what? You have energy, power, strength, and the ability to create in you to make life happen. If discouragement comes upon you, say this to yourself. You know what? I praise God, not that I'm discouraged, but I praise God that I have energy to create discouragement. That means if I have energy enough to create discouragement, I have enough energy that created that negativity to turn around and create my joy. Hallelujah. I have enough energy and strength in me that created that bitterness to turn it around for my good and cause that same power of creativity to stir up the presence of God in me to create a happiness that man can't take from me. Come on. See, this is the thing we don't realize. We don't stop to understand that you might say, well, I just don't have the strength to go on. That energy and that power in you that stripped you from strength, that causes you not to go on, is the same energy and power, folks, that it can add back to and not strip away. Let me give you a great example. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1, I think it's in verse 10, it talks about how God ordained Jeremiah from before the foundation of the world, you know, or before he was ever in his mother's womb, I should say, created him. And then verse 10 goes on, I'm going by memory here, and verse 10 says, now Jeremiah, I've called you into the earth to pull up, to root up, to plant, and, you know, and then, to, you know, go, and then it goes on to say, you know, to let's see, we're saying it's root up, and to build up, and to plant, and to pull up. You've got all these. You have three of them where it's sort of pulling up and rooting up, and then you've got several of them after that that causes the power to plant and to manifest and things like that. That's what it's saying, is you have the power to pull up and then you have the power to manifest. Listen to me now. When you plant a seed in the ground, you're manifesting a seed. You're putting a seed in the ground to cause manifestation to happen. So guess what God was telling Jeremiah? He says, I have caused you to root up. Don't ask me to root up. You're the prophet, Jeremiah. So I've given you the anointing to root up. I've given you the anointing to plow the ground. I've given you anointing to tear down. That's the other one. And then I've given you that same anointing, that same power as a prophet, to build what you tore down, to plant what you plucked up. Are you with me? God didn't say, Jeremiah, I called you as a prophet in the earth, and here's what I'm going to do through you. I'm going to do this and this and this, and all you've got to do is sit back, drink your beer, drink your sweet tea, you know, drink your wine cooler, drink your, you know, your water, whatever. I'm just being real with you, folks, with anybody. You just sit back, drink, and eat, and be merry, and I'm going to take care of it for you. No, folks, that's not the God we serve. God said, this is what you're going to do, Jeremiah. And so we have to remember, God is requiring action behind our faith. And so you've got to look at your life to realize that same power and energy and strength that you have that caused you to be sad, discouraged, you know, down, depressed, is the same energy and power you have to create the very opposite of what you created in the beginning. So I want you to take this today to run with it. I want you to understand that, you know what, today is not the final day of your life. It's not the way it's going to always be. And one thing I will tell you, I've been around too many people that they think they're being funny, but in actuality, they're speaking curses over themselves. They're constantly speaking negativity. One thing that I love my family, love my friends, but one thing that I can't handle is someone who's constantly negative. You know, we're going this way. Well, this will lead us down the wrong path. It won't lead us to this. You know, or you know, anything, you know. Well, let's go to the restaurant. No, I don't want to go there. It's, you know, it's just too expensive. They have horrible food. That's negativity. You know, is negativity going to save you? No. But I'll tell you what it will do. It will feed into you poison. It'll make a toxin to you. And you will create, here's the power and energy again. You will create through the power and energy inside of you. You will create a pattern that you do not want to stay on the rest of your life. Folks, I'm here to tell you, change your attitude. Have a new outlook on life. And every day you wake up, look and say, today's going to be an amazing day. And it's not because today's going to be magical and everything's going to go great for you that day. It means you're thinking positive and you're creating a pattern in you to start living at least positive. People like to be around positive people. People don't always like to hear about how bad and how horrible, and if you go to this restaurant, if you go this way, you're going to get lost. If you get that kind of car, it won't last. I mean, people don't want to hear that kind of stuff, folks. I shun away from that. I look at people. So if I'm ever in your presence, folks, and you always just see me smile and sort of giggle, you know what I'm really saying is I really don't want to come into agreement with this that you're saying. You know, I'll say it in a nice, loving, graceful way because I'm letting you know that, you know what, I don't want to entertain that. I want to be in the presence of greatness because I am great. And guess what, folks? So are you. You are great. You have the I am of God living in you. You have the power of Christ in you. You can do anything and accomplish anything. And you might say, yeah, but I've heard that before. Well, guess what? Hear it again. The Bible says faith cometh by hearing, which means hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. You've got to continue to hear it until you not only believe it, but you become it to where you manifest it. Many of you right now might be saying to yourself, well, you know what? I just feel like I've heard the scripture time and time again. I've done this time and time again. And here's what I would say. Then that means if it hasn't manifested, then it's not your time to quit hearing it. It's not your time to quit chewing on it. It's not your time to quit swallowing it, that scripture. Until you believe it and you become it, you continue down this road. Pressing towards the mark of the high call of Christ Jesus doesn't mean that God's going to just give you whatever you want today. It means God's going to say, I've already opened the door for you, but you're going to have to walk through it. And sometimes it might be hell to walk through it. I'm being honest with you, folks. Sometimes it might feel like you're going through hell to walk through that door to get your hands on what you want in your life. But you know what? Here's what I look at it. The prize is worth it, folks. The prize is worth it. And to get the prize, sometimes you have to pay a price. So always remember, if you want the prize, you're going to have to pay a price for it. God has already initiated it. He's already called you to it. But here's the thing with God in our lives. And that is, God wants to build a testimony in you. God wants to strengthen you by your own journey. God wants to strengthen you, make you tough as nails through your own experience. God wants to see to it that at the end of the day, you look back and you say, it was worth it. It made me who I am today. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might now. And God, along with me, made this thing happen. And therefore, you know what? God can say, then you know what? It's going to work out for your good. Here's your reward. It's going to work out for your good. And we can look at God and say, God, and for you, it was all for your glory, God. And guess what? We tag team together, did we not? The Father and the Son go fishing together and they catch a lot of fish. The Father and the Son do things together and they work on the cars and they get the job done. Do you hear what I'm saying? It's a father and a son, and in many of your cases, a daughter. Because in the kingdom of God, there is no male nor female. But guess what? In the kingdom of God, it's us and our dad. And we can accomplish and we can achieve and do anything we want to do. So folks, I want to encourage you right now. Let's say we're upon this Christmas season as I close. If you don't feel like you're in the mood, here's what you've got to do. And this is another sermon in itself. If you feel like I'm just not in the mood for Christmas, let me ask you a question. What's surrounding you? What is around you and what is surrounding you? I don't feel like putting my Christmas tree up. Well, guess what? No wonder why you're not in the mood for Christmas. Because you're not visualizing and seeing things in front of your eyes that will help bring back joy, bring back good feelings, bring back good memories. Let's face it, folks. You know what? If you're like not in the mood for Christmas, do you know what gets you in the mood? Is finding yourself looking at the sparkling of the beautiful colored lights on a tree, or maybe driving down the street and seeing snow fall from the heavens down to the ground, or looking over and seeing, wow, look at that house, how bright it is with Christmas trees all in it, and all the greenery and all this and all that. You know what gets me excited is turning on some Christmas cartoons, turning on a Christmas movie. It gets me excited when I begin to do the opposite of how I'm feeling. If I'm not feeling in the mood, for example, you know what I do? Then I have to set the stage. Listen to me for a moment. Folks, in your life, set the stage of where you want to be and what you want to see. If you do not set the stage, how on earth do you expect to change your mood or your attitude or your negativity to positivity? Or how on earth are you going to change, from not being in the mood to getting in the mood? Do you think that if a person says, says, I'm just not in the mood right now, you know what they're going to do? They're going to manifest what's inside of them on the outside. You know what they're going to manifest? Nothingness. They'll have no tree, no lights. You know, if I'm sitting here saying to myself, you know, I'm really looking for a job, then you know what? If I'm not doing anything about it to make it happen, I'm going to manifest nothing. God doesn't do anything for anybody who doesn't try. God doesn't do anything for anybody who doesn't manifest Him and become Him on planet Earth to say, I'm here to shift nations, to change the environment, to cause the atmosphere to be brought up a notch, because I'm here. And you know why? Because I'm here, I'm going to be Jesus and Christ to people, and I'm going to cause resurrection power in me to touch and manifest the small things, because if I touch and manifest small things and produce the small things, God will cause me to be upgraded to manifest bigger things. That's how the kingdom of God works. That's a scriptural principle. And so here's my question to you. What are you beholding? What you behold, you become. What do you have in front of you? The best way to get in the mood is force your atmosphere to be and to look like exactly what you want it to be. I'll leave you with a food for thought for each one of you. Now, of course, I could talk about that sermon for a long time. And I would encourage each one of you, go to identitynetwork.net. Go to and get our course. Get our course called The School of Thought, Visualization, and Imagination. The School of Thought, Visualization, and Imagination. Now, some people might look at that and say, wow, that sounds really New Age, the terminology. Folks, don't worship terminology. Let me tell you something. These words come from the Scriptures. I can prove to you in the course, this is extremely foundationally, biblically based course to let you know things that God requires for us to see, to hear, to do, and to be. You know, the Bible says, he who has an ear, let him hear. The Bible says in one part, it says, having an eye to see and an ear to hear. That doesn't mean your natural eye and your natural ear. What it means is you're going to have to, first and foremost, have an inner eye and an inner ear, which is your spirit man, to see and hear exactly what you want, what you need to see and hear for a healthy life and for a healthy spirit and for a healthy Christian walk. And guess where it starts, folks? Are you ready for this? It starts by what you're viewing and hearing and seeing in the natural. So I want to encourage you, get the School of Thought, Visualization, and Imagination today, because I want to teach you and train you exactly how. This course has set hundreds, not a few, hundreds of people free, folks. It's been one of our number one courses sold, hands down, today. And I teach people exactly these principles. You have like 13 or 14 or 15 CDs, DVDs, one of my books in there. And in fact, I'm going to tell you, this course will revolutionize your life. And the reason why I know that is because it changed me and it changed other people. And I'm living proof by experiencing it, manifesting, and having these things that God has promised to us in our lives. And the first thing we have to do is change our atmosphere. So I would tell you this. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Absolutely true. What you're thinking is going to manifest. But you know what? You have to line up what you're thinking with what you're doing on the outside. And no matter if you're sad, you're going to surround yourself with sad things. If you're not in the mood for Christmas, you know what? I can guarantee you right now, many of you don't have Christmas things put out. Or either you personally have not put them out. See, there's a difference with just, well, my wife put it out. I didn't put it out. I'm still sad. You have to do something. You have to put action behind it to say, you know what, honey, do you mind if I put the Christmas tree up this year? Hey, do you mind if I turn on some Christmas music? Do you mind if I turn on that Christmas, movie? Do you mind if I create on our mantle what I want it to look like for Christmas? Folks, listen to me now, because what you need to do is you need to start building what you want to have in your life. You need to start creating what it is you want to see. I tell people this all the time and it works. If you want your life to be different, when you wake up in the morning, change the way you're thinking by change maybe your bed. Change your furniture in your bedroom. Rearrange it if you have to produce something new of what you're seeing, to where you can produce something new inside of your spirit. Folks, these are techniques that are biblically, foundationally correct. And these are things that I see happen within my life and people's lives all around me every single day of my life. You have to be able to say, no, you know what, honey? I appreciate this, but today is my day. Today, let me put up the tree. Today, let me go and wash the clothes today. You know why? Because I need to wash something that I can wear today that I know will empower me. And I want to look back and say, I was able to do that. And you know what you do? It begins to build up momentum in you. When you allow someone else to do everything for you, folks, you're not creating. You're not producing. And you know what you're doing? You're allowing somebody else to clean, so to say, to create, produce, and manifest for you. And guess what? They're the ones that are going to feel the rush of energy to say, I got this done today. I got that done today. And what's going to happen to you? You're going to sit back and say, well, that must be nice for you. But you know, today I didn't get a whole lot done in my life. And you know whose fault it is? It's our fault. You know why? Because you have to get up and you have to make it happen. Force yourself to make life happen today. If you don't go by what you see or feel like the Bible says, pull the faith in you to say, today I've got to do this. Today I have got to get up and find a job. Today, and I don't care what job it is, it might be this job or that job, but God looks at you and says, I promise you, if you're faithful in something small that you did not even want, but you knew you needed to get and do, if you're faithful with that, I will remember my promise and my word to you. That is a guarantee from God. I'm prophesying right now to somebody. I'm prophesying actually to several people right now that if you're faithful in small jobs and small areas where you know you've got to do what you've got to do, God promised me just now He would guarantee you that He would raise you back up and put you where you're supposed to be in your life, folks. That's a promise and a prophecy from God. You have what it takes. Don't you? You're not lowering your standards. You're doing what it takes to survive. And in that survival mode, you're pushing yourself to the top to say, I won't be here forever, folks. Don't expect me to be here a year from now. Don't expect me to be flipping hamburgers a year from now right here. Don't expect me to be cleaning this floor right now a year from now, because I'm not going to. I'm going to put all my energy and strength in doing this right now. But I tell you right now, that I'm just passing through this place. I'm just passing through right now. But I'm going to guarantee you, as I pass through, I'm heading on. I'm going forward. I'm going to be what I used to be. Not in the way that I used to be, but I'm going to be what God wants me to be. And it's going to be better, stronger, faster, more equipped, making better money, doing what I need to do with for more joy and happiness and pleasure. That's where God's going to have you. But you've got to start off in the small things and do what you know is right in your heart and manifest what you want to manifest. So folks, today, put action behind your faith. Make life work for you now. God wants you and wills you and desires for you to put your hand to the plow and never look back on what used to be today. Folks, I want to encourage you today as we close. Go to identitynetwork.net and purchase the course. We have it as a full, complete, digitally downloaded course. You can order, and within seconds, it'll be delivered to your email. You'll open it up as a zip file folder, and when you do, you will see, I mean, I think there's like 12 to 14 teachings, full-length teachings that I have done for you on these subjects, folks. I break it down in detail for you to know what to do with what you have. And then you also it'll include a DVD for you. It'll include a PDF file, which is an ebook you can read. So therefore, guess what? You're watching visually. Hello, you're watching DVD. You're listening with your ear, you know, the teachings, and you're reading with your eyes the PDF file. Did you get that? To where you're able to see, to view, and you're able to read with your eyes. You're able to use these mighty weapons of God called seeing and hearing, and you're able to utilize these for the kingdom of God. If you want to order them in a hard copy, we can ship out your course to you today in the mail, and you'll get it within days. So I want to encourage you, get the course, The School of Thought, Visualization, and Imagination. Folks, without a vision, which means visualization, you will perish. Let me teach you how to get a vision for your life today. God bless you. Until our next broadcast, don't forget today is going to be the best day of your life, not because of what you have, not because of what you don't have, because you choose today to be amazing for your life. God bless you.